Watch, Lizzo attempts to troll Sydney Sweeney, My Jeans Are Black. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2025. Pop singer Lizzo attempted to troll the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad with American Eagle, even posting a new song on social media. Released on TikTok and Instagram, the video featured Lizzo in a denim getup while twerking to the camera, per The Hollywood Reporter, THR. In one video snippet for I'm Going Until October, below, Lizzo is clad in torn denim while hosing down a portion raps. No kizzy, he ain't got no business being with me. Fat ass pretty face with the titties. Bitch, I got good jeans like I'm Sydney. Or perhaps that should be jeans? In the second video, Lizzo opens with a clip of a cable news pundit doing a celebratory rant about the Sweeney ad, declaring, we're over this woke agenda. We are over the Lizzos, we are over the Dylan Mulvaneys. If this were a 300-pound non-binary person, they would be applauding her. Then the video cuts to Lizzo lounging in head-to-toe denim, similar to the Sweeney ad. Lizzo commented on the video, Lizzo's got good jeans. According to Page Six, Lizzo also posted a digitally altered meme that showed her posing in a similar outfit to the one the actress rocked in her ad. If the Democrats won the election, read the caption. Lizzo reposted the photo and wrote, My jeans are black. As Breitbart News reported, a cadre of woke lunatics lashed out at an American Eagle ad starring Sydney Sweeney for employing cheesy puns. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, the ad said, is a play on the word jeans. According to online woke activists, the ad was a dog whistle for Nazi eugenics. One crazed TikToker imagined that the ad is so racist and Nazified that it will be in history books, exclaimed the heavily tattooed weirdo with multiple piercings and a nose ring. That's Nazi propaganda, she added. Another extremist insisted that Sydney Sweeney had appeared in an ad for eugenics. This social media user also blared that American Eagle is fasci-coded, meaning fascist, and that the jeans company created the ad to revive the Third Reich. Then there was the leftist woman, who belched during her video and, yes, also had a nose ring, claimed that the ad was meant to point away from black and brown women. The media also fanned the flames as well, with prominent outlets referring to the ad as controversial or even a cultural shift toward whiteness. White House communications manager Stephen Cheung said the reactions were exactly the reason why Trump won the 2024 election, adding that Americans are tired of this bullshit. Cancel culture run amok. This warped, moronic, and dense liberal thinking is a big reason why Americans voted the way they did in 2024. They're tired of this bullshit, Cheung said. With Sydney Sweeney remaining silent and American Eagle standing by its original ad with no apologies, it appeared as if the controversy had reached its peak until BuzzFeed reported that Sweeney had been a registered Republican in Florida since 2024. Sweeney has neither confirmed nor denied the report. Speaking to a reporter on his way back to Washington from New Jersey this past Sunday, President Trump responded to current rumors of Sweeney being an alleged registered Republican. That's what I wouldn't have known, but I'm glad you told me that. If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic, Trump said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.